Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me this morning for our regular update about Farmington Schools, Superintendent of Farmington Schools, Cody Deal, is back with me in Studio A this morning. Mr. Deal, good morning and welcome back to KSJE.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for having us.
You bet. Good to have you here. And you brought a couple special guests with you this month as well. So we'll be talking with them in just a moment.
But, okay, I won't spoil it then.
Okay. All right. But we do have special guests
yes.
in the studio. So we're very, very excited about that.
We are.
But let's get started by talking a bit about some of the things that have been going on in the district since you were last here about a month ago or so.
It goes so fast.
Right.
It seems like I was just here. But no, so we have a lot of amazing things happening over the course of the last month since I've been here. Want to congratulate our football teams and all of our fall athletic sport teams, activities for what job well done.
Right.
Farmington High and Piedra Vista both made the football playoffs, so that was good. And so congratulations to them. And, you know, we always want to highlight the importance of winning, but how we compete and with character. And so they do a great job. Congratulations to both programs. So, yeah, it's been good.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then some other students were involved in some Veterans Day programs earlier this month.
Ton of Veteran Day programs. They're always fun to go watch, right? So, yeah, special thanks to them. We had students volunteering with Daughters of the American Revolution, placing flags out, doing some community service. So that's great stuff. And, you know, so often in schools we get measured by that one thing, right, at the end of the year, that one test. But the things that our schools are doing and with involving students, athletics, activities, community service, it's good stuff. And, you know, visit our social media pages. Our public relations department does an amazing job of highlighting those events. So,
excellent. Yeah. Very good. Also, November Native American Heritage yes. Month as well.
Yeah. And so I, if you go onto our website or our social media pages, we had the first Native American fashion show, and that was really cool. And the age span was fun to watch. So good stuff. And of course, Native American Heritage Month and a lot of fry bread activities.
Awesome.
Who doesn't
awesome.
Want that, right?
Right?
Powdered sugar and cinnamon or however you like it. And so that happened before the break. And want to highlight I think we always highlight our student nutrition department.
We seem to talk about food a lot.
We do.
You and me. Yes, we do.
So before the break, they served over 11,000 Thanksgiving meals, brought in parents, 500 and some visitors, siblings, grandparents, aunts, uncles. So really cool.
Very cool. That's yeah. a lot of meals.
A lot of meals.
And that's just, I mean, I know they do that in the course of a day anyway, right, when they're
yes.
serving all your students. But just to see it in numbers like that, it's amazing.
It's fun to invite families in and, you know, and if they're, maybe some are traveling, but it maybe gives them an opportunity to have a Thanksgiving meal if they're not going to have one, or lets them double it up.
Right, right. Very true. Very
yeah.
true. Also, there was a election and the mill levy election, of course, with Farmington voters, and that went was passed to allow for more money for Farmington schools or extending the bond issue for Farmington schools.
So I think we talked about the last time I was here, the importance of the mills and the mill levy and the two questions that we had on the ballot. So just want to thank the community for their support as always. And I know it gets harder and harder every year, you know, to cast that yes on that question. And you know, where we are financially. But I can tell you this, that money is irreplaceable. So thank you to the voters of our community and for their unwavering support as always. And, you know, between those two questions, it's about little over $6 million a year, you know, for the next 5 years. So it allows us to keep the infrastructure and make sure that our schools are up to date, whether it be with security and our secure vestibules or the technology that we use, even painting, replacing carpets, right. HVAC systems. So, like I said, that is irreplaceable. So thank you once again to Farmington and our community for supporting our schools.
Sure. Those things aren't cheap, I know. Priced an HVAC system for a school.
Well, and ironically, we went out to bid on a couple and four projects, and the bids came in, you always estimate, and they came in significantly higher. So we have to relook at how we're going to do that. So
gotcha. Okay.
It's more expensive every year.
Interesting. And I always like to point out that if voters had not approved these two questions, I mean, that money then would not be available. And I guess if you needed a new HVAC system, that money would have to be pulled from somewhere else in the budget, which would impact teaching and instruction and what have you, right?
And so, and if you go to our page, our website, and look at our financial transparency page, you'll see that the majority of our operational budget goes to people, teachers, staff, educational assistants, and custodians. So you have to cut, to make cuts.
That's where it would come from, if it weren't for this type of money that's dedicated to these types of projects. So.
Yeah, it's big. It's really big. And I can't thank Farmington enough for their vote.
Right. And passed with a pretty healthy margin, if I recall.
Closer than we like.
Okay.
Yes.
still more yes than no's.
All we need is one more yes than no.
Fair enough.
So thank you so much.
There you go. Fair enough. Very good. Also, our special guests are your two new, speaking of an election, your two new school board members. Mm-hmm. Will be joining the board in January.
Yes, very excited. And I think at the end of this week, we're going to go to Albuquerque and do a little new board member training, and they'll be sworn in there as well. So I'm excited to welcome them aboard. And I know through conversations, I appreciate the direction and what they're looking for in terms of accountability and student learning. So.
That's
we're about.
Okay. Well, let's introduce them have them say a few words about their new positions. They'll be joining the Farmington School Board in District 4. Kristen McWilliams is here this morning. Mrs. McWilliams, welcome to KSJE. It's nice to have you here.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so excited to get to join the school board.
Congratulations. And so I guess my first question to you would be kind of what got you thinking about running for school board and joining the board?
Yeah, well, I have wanted to join the school board for a long time. I think it's an ultimate way of serving your community. And I have a passion for education. And so that was one of my goals, is to really give back to the community and be able to offer what I can give to the community in terms of education and leadership there.
Very good. And, of course, you have children in the Farmington schools?
Yes, I am. Mother of two kids. One is my daughter, who's in eighth grade at Heights Middle School, and my son's at San Juan College High School in 10th grade. Yep.
Very good. Well, congratulations. We'll talk more with you in just a moment.
Thank you.
But I want to introduce our other guest as well this morning, who is another new member of the Farmington Board of Education, who will be joining the board in January. And that's Lisa Maxwell. And Lisa, we'll get your picture up here in just a moment to share with our audiences as well a little bit about your new position with Farmington Schools. But let me welcome you to KSJE and congratulate you as well.
Thank you, and I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to continue on where I left off. I started thinking about running for the board when I started attending school board meetings as a result of the new chapter legislation that I was tracking when I work in Santa Fe. And specifically, the instructional hours caught my attention, because after 13 years in District 5, I felt the day was already full and challenging, and I couldn't pick out where they were going to implement the new instructional hours and how it was going to help the students and their outcomes. So I started attending meetings and got to see that the school board was way more than I ever thought. I always thought it was a grievance process. I never had any grievances, so I never went to meetings. But I found out that a lot of my childhood friends are still teaching, and they're bringing their students through with all kinds of achievements and bilingual language skills, certificates, scholarships, traveling for national interest for education. And then coming at the end of the year was a good time. It's the happier time of a school year to see all these achievements and seeing students graduate and moving on. And so I kept coming back and enjoying it, and so I decided there are opportunities besides when our kids graduate and move on. My daughter graduated from the class of 2019, so I've been out of the systems for about 4 years. But I decided school board is just another step forward for me in an environment that I truly enjoyed.
Right, and your background, you have a lot of educational background, too, that you have been working with over the years, right?
In the school systems or my personal background?
Well, both, I would say.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yes, I'm a licensed CPA. I have a corporate audit background. I also have an industry certification as a petroleum accountant. I also am a legislative analyst in Santa Fe during the session. I work for the Senate Tax and Transportation and Business Committee. And so a lot of my background is really connected to all the committees that make up the school board. And so I brought what I want to bring in are those experiences now after I've left the school systems and then connect it to the experiences and interactions I had the 13 years for the class of 2019.
I see, got you. And same question that I asked Mrs. McWilliams a little bit about, what prompted you to run for the school board? Was it just to get back involved, or what was it that kind of made you decide to start your campaign?
The main reason why was the chapter legislation for the additional instructional hours.
That was it,
because like I said earlier, it was the days are already packed and the students' minds are a little tired afternoon, and I wanted to see how they were going to implement that.
Very good. Well, thank you, and welcome, and thank you for being here.
Thank
as
you.
Well, Krista McWilliams, I want to come back to you a little bit about your background that
sure.
I didn't ask you about, but I happen to know it's a bit about the oil and gas industry and whatever else you'd like to share as well.
Yeah, so I guess I'm a wife, a mother, an engineer by background, and a business owner. My husband and I started our company back in 2012, and we're currently a oil and gas operator in the San Juan Basin. We operate 1,400 wells, 230,000 net acres. We drill, complete, and produce oil and gas wells, and have over approximately 100 employees. And so I have experience with management and leadership since 2008 in starting our first business. And I think I can bring to the table some of that experience and managing very large budgets and our capital budget this year is over $150 million. And so I think some of that, I'm excited to those skill sets to bring to the school board.
Right. Very good. Thank you very, very much. Mr. Deal, I want to come back to you a little bit about these two new board members. As you mentioned, there'll be some board member orientations, I guess, a crash course and all things about the school districts and budgeting and things like that. But what else is ahead for these two new board members?
Well, I can say what I appreciate most about both of them is their willingness to and want to know. As Ms. Maxwell stated, she's, I think, been at almost every board meeting since the last legislative session, just learning. And I know back in the, I guess, spring now, a year ago-ish, Ms. McWilliams came and we visited a lot about our systems and what we're doing in Farmington schools. So the willingness of them to learn and want to be a part of it and watch our district grow is what excites me, moving that needle. And I know that's what they both want, and ultimately that's what we want. So I'm excited about them joining us.
And by design, the school board really is the community's link to the schools, at least as far as I'm concerned, right? I mean, if someone has a concern with something going on or a praise with what's going on with the schools, they can go through the school board to get to the principals or to you and your staff and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. They have a role in their district, and certainly somebody that can be a sounding board, right? But ultimately, we encourage people to come to us directly to the school, the closest level to their student, so we can handle those issues. But absolutely, our doors are always open, and whatever avenue people are most comfortable with to communicate with us is the one that we want them to take.
Right, and the school board really does set policy for the district as proposed by you or folks on your team.
Sure, and so their main function obviously is to approve the operational budget, the three big ones, they approve the operational budget, set our district policies, and then, of course, the evaluation and the hiring and firing of the superintendent. So two new bosses.
Two new bosses, right?
It's always good to have.
That's true. Very true. Well, that's a good place to be, I suppose, right? Yeah. And that keeps the system moving forward for the schools. And, of course, Farmington is the largest school district in the area, so a big responsibility for any school board member. And superintendent.
No, absolutely. And I will say that the school boards in the 8 years, 9 years now that I've been in Farmington schools have been very supportive around the work, our systems with, we got a lot of work to do though in terms of student outcomes and proficiency. And I know that through the leadership of our current board and with the addition of these two, we're going to continue to grow that, and that's going to continue to be our focus.
Okay, very good. Let's talk a little bit about some numbers that you wanted to share with our audiences too today. One is graduation rates, and those seem to be heading in the right direction.
So yeah, and you know they have been the last few years, and they continue to do so, and so we're very proud of and that's the ultimate goal, right? But we also want to ensure that you know when we have 82.5% of our students graduate, which that number needs to grow. We need to continue to grow that number, but we also want to ensure that they're proficient and they're prepared to enter the workforce, post-secondary opportunities, whatever they choose. And so that's a good number, but we want to make sure that they're also walking out the door prepared to be successful.
Right. Well, and the cynic in me would say, what about those other 17.5% mm-hmm. of those kids that aren't part of that number?
So, and we also have a five-year graduation cohort, mm-hmm. a six-year, so we want to continue to support them through that journey.
Right. And get them into that, make that number, I guess, 100%, ideally.
Yep, absolutely.
Would be great, right?
Yeah.
But these numbers show that, Farmington is the fourth highest graduation rate of the 10 largest districts in the state? Is that what I'm reading?
That's what you're reading. And we don't like that number. We want to be one.
Oh, okay.
When it's all said and done.
All right.
Certainly four is better than five, but let's get to the top.
Right. But I think, too, as we have seen, a lot of other districts in the state and in the country are look at Farmington to see what you all are doing and how you're getting the successes that you are getting for your students and the achievements that you're receiving. And that, I think, has been well documented, too.
It has. You can look at data a bunch of different ways, right? And so there's no doubt we have systems in place that our school board supports, and through our strategic plan of high reliability schools certainly a lot of districts look to that for those systems. And but student outcomes, proficiency, we need to continue to move the needle. It's nowhere near where we want it to be.
Gotcha. And let's talk a little bit about some new classifications for some of your schools. Again, from other folks looking in, right, to determine how your kids and students are doing.
Yeah. So when COVID happened, we kind of shut down the accountability systems or, the quote-unquote report card that you might receive from the state. And so this summer, they gave us our 21-22 school year data and where our schools landed. We had two schools, Country Club Elementary and San Juan College High School, that were labeled spotlight schools. And then we had schools that were labeled as traditional. And then we had five schools who were in need of support for various reasons. So, for example, whether it's a students with disabilities subgroup, English learners. So what is exciting about this is that just recently we received the 22-23 school year data, and we had two schools move. So they kind of changed the criteria a little bit. So they added a category, which is the schools of excellence. And so San Juan College High School and Country Club Elementary moved up into that category, which is the top 10% of schools in the state.
Okay.
They created a new, the old category, the spotlight category. We had two schools move up into that, Northeast Elementary and Mesa Verde Elementary. So congratulations to them. And then
above the 75th percentile, just for folks who can't see the graphic
Correct.
That we're showing
Correct.
With our radio audience. But yeah, so congratulations to them.
Right. And of the five schools that were in need of support, three of them moved out, which was a good thing.
Okay.
And one of our middle schools, Heights Middle School, had two subgroups, and one of their subgroups moved out. So improvement all the way around. And so it was good. It was good news. But I did send an email out to principals, and I let them know, you know, when we talk about spotlight schools and schools of excellence, I said, we won't rest until the spotlight shines on all of you, and we're going to do it together, right? So we need to continue to grow.
Right. And this is from the state then that's kind of doing this, and it's not just Farmington, but all school districts in the state are being
That is correct.
Tiered in this manner, I guess, right?
And so through their website, and it's New Mexico Vistas, but you know anybody can go on and see how our schools rate. And but yes, it's through the Public Education Department, and it is on that one measure that we talk about, you know, that end of year assessment that everybody takes.
Right.
And there's pros and cons to being judged on one particular day, right? But we want to ensure that what we're doing on a daily basis aligns to that, so we do continue to grow.
Well, and I guess it gives you a tool and them a tool, the State Department of Education, of maybe comparing apples to apples, right?
You've Correct.
Got this assessment, and you're looking at it with all students from across the state.
Yep, and we can get into a deeper conversation about comparing apples to apples, right? Because if we're going to compare apples to apples, then maybe they should be, the Public Education Department should be helping us with common formative assessments to make sure that there's consistency throughout the state, right? We have a lot of autonomy, and we need to make sure that we tighten that up so it does align.
Right. Understood. And but I guess the message to parents and guardians of students in Farmington schools is that the schools are heading in the right direction. The student achievement numbers are heading in the right direction.
Well, they are. And I will say that in what we see in the through programs like this or when the Public Education Department puts this out, this is data based on one day. If you go into our schools, we're working really hard. I go into schools daily, and students are working hard, teachers are working hard, and so yes, I think we are trending in that direction. And I know earlier in the year we talked about critical concepts and narrowing the focus, and so that work has continued as well.
Very good. And I guess the more data that comes out post-pandemic, I guess a lot of folks like yourself and your staff are looking at it to maybe see how kids are doing, how resilient they are, what you can do to help them maybe if they're not quite where they need to be, these types of things. I think a lot of educators are really looking over data like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And it gets harder and harder every year. And the pandemic didn't help, right? And so people need to understand we have 11,000 students. That's 11,000 different bodies, right, that we're trying to grow daily.
Right. Very, very true.
And I want many different issues impact all of them.
That is true. They're not all learning at the same
That's
level.
That's correct.
So, and you accept all of them into the schools. So that is very, very true. I wanted to go back to our two new school board members just to get your reactions to this data that we were talking about with Superintendent Deal, Kristen McWilliams. I mean, does this bode well, I think, for the district, and it's heading in the right direction?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad to see the improvements that we've been making. I think I echo Mr. Dill's statement that, you know, we don't want to rest until, and we're not happy with any student underachieving, right? And so I think that we definitely want to focus on continuing educational excellence. And really, I guess my thoughts are that we need to be focusing on reading and math proficiency rates, and that needs to be our number one priority, because if we can't give our kids that foundation, then they're going to have a hard time in life. And you know, education is so important because it really does forecast the future of a community. And when our ability to educate these kids well and put more kids into the workforce, more kids contributing in entrepreneurship ways, more kids continuing their education, that will strengthen a community. And conversely, if we don't put as many kids, you know, those kids that need resources after they graduate or don't even graduate after they're not making that transition well, right, will suck the resources out of a community. And so it's a very big responsibility.
Very true. Well, and if we can get them to stay here and start a business here maybe, or get to work here, that also helps the community too.
Absolutely.
So very good. Lisa Maxwell, same question to you, a little bit about this data and some of the things that we are learning from Mr. Deal this morning.
Okay. I made a graphic
Okay.
For myself, I got a lot of calls during my campaign from people who were not in my district, who didn't know me. And so I had to, you know, present myself in a way that they're not going to vote for me because they can't. And then people in my district who didn't know me. And so it was a big learning curve. So I made a graphic.
Okay.
I don't know if you can see it, but maybe
it
I can describe it.
Sure.
To those in the audience about who I am and where I'm coming from, and mm-hmm. how the data from Mr. Deal fits in with my educational interests.
Sure.
And so right here in this column is 2006 to 2019. Those were the 13 years that I was in District 5, K through 12. And then what's interesting about my experience is I left 3 months before the COVID year started, and then we kind of ended right here about last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're here now. And so my educational interests that tie into Mr. Deal's and even Krista's discussion are my number one educational interest is pre-K.
Mm-hmm.
And that starts right now because we've made significant New Mexico investments in that. And then my connection with pre-K interest, really I'm thinking down the road at graduation, will getting especially the four-year-olds into our systems help with reading, literacy, and math, which translates into better test understanding and test taking, and hopefully have better outcomes for that. And like I said, New Mexico made significant investments this year, but they expanded it at 2019. So this is new for me, and you can tell on my graphic that my interest really is new. And so I'll be interested to see how that is helping. That will probably take multiple board terms to see if that will help down the road. And
okay.
So I do have a teacher friend who is in pre-K, so I'll be learning about what a curriculum looks like. And then my second educational goal, reading and math, in specifically frequency words, tricky words, and also words that don't follow the rules, where do they fit into the reading? Because my connection with that, I worked with kinder through second graders on the floor outside, and I saw how their reading improved over the year for that. And I want to see, are we still doing that? Are we not? Has something replaced it? And what it looks like today. And I can go through two more if you want to, you know, circle back.
Just briefly,
or do you want me to finish?
If you want to just wrap it up for me, that would be great. We're just about out of time, but yeah.
Okay, special ed mm-hmm. is my number three issue. And my connection with that is when I was teaching art to all the students at Ladera, these were the early days of inclusion for everybody. And we brought in, like I would teach a lesson to fourth graders in the gym, all of the fourth graders. And so the special ed students who required different classrooms would come in with their assistants or their teachers. And so I was very proud of how our general education students would react around the special ed students. Sometimes they could have an outburst and all, but the teachers really trained them well to just ignore it and let them do their art, and you can do their art. It's a safe space. And then my number four educational interest is workforce development. I am very, very I'm an advocate for that. This started when I was in high school, and a lot of doors were open for me that still open doors in lifelong learning. And so that I want to make sure that we are in the 21st century for jobs and high level, high paying skills here. Like you said, us parents would love our kids to stay locally and within the state if possible. And hopefully this will help with disengagement issues we're having, and also absenteeism, and also the last one, graduation rates. Hopefully mm-hmm. that will help out for that. And so those are my educational interests that tie into everyone's conversation here today.
Very good. Very good. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank
you. We really appreciate that very much. And Mr. Deal, the final word, I guess, is yours this morning as we wrap up our conversation and get ready for winter break.
Yeah, no, and I want to thank both of these ladies for being here today, and I'm really excited about them joining the team, and we look forward to learning this weekend and them coming on in January. So as always, we're looking for people to come.
You're still looking for people.
Team.
Okay.
We always are. I think, and we talk about workforce and creating opportunities. So come to workforce.
There you go. FarmingtonSchools.us is the
FarmingtonSchools.us.
Website to look at job opportunities and things along that line. But thank you very much for coming in. Thank you for bringing your two newest school board members with you. Again, good luck to both of you as you join the Farmington School Board and and really take the reins and help kind of form the future of education for a lot of kids in our community. So thank you for being here, both of you.
Well, thank you for having us.
You're very welcome.
I hope there's enough time for us.
No problem, always. Very good. Mr. Deal, thanks for being here. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone.
See you in a month.
All right. Well, we'll see you. Well, no, we won't.
We'll see you in a couple months.
We will see you in a couple months. So we'll see you in January. That's true. Very true. My guest right here on KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.